Frustration deepens daily for Gulf Coast residents waiting for a remedy to the blowout that continues to spew crude oil into the ocean. By now, millions of gallons, coupled with huge amounts of toxic dispersants are mixed into the water column, and people there are helpless to stop the assault on their marine livelihood. But they are doing what they can, and part of that is reaching out to others who have experience with spill disasters. Members of the University of Alaska's Marine Advisory Program just returned from a trip there to advise marina owners, fishermen, and charter captains about spill aftermath. Tori Baker is with the program and was in the fishing industry in Cordova during the 1989 Exxon Valdez spill. She says this Gulf spill is affecting millions more people than the Exxon Valdez disaster, and there are other differences too.
Whereas commercial fishing is the heartblood of our coastal communities and a big chunk of our state economy, down there, I think you can just sort of flip it 180 degrees, and the charter boat tourism and tournament industry down there is absolutely humongous. And I think that those folks were the ones that really are up against it in terms of feeling immediate fallout. While we were there, a number of these, you know, $1 million, $2 million prize tournaments were being canceled in Louisiana. So those folks feel like, unfortunately, speaking of storms, they feel like they're really up against a perfect storm of events here, where they were poised and ready to get back onto their businesses, and this thing is really wreaking havoc with all of the recreation business, as well as the on and off fisheries closures for the commercial side.
And as you mentioned, these folks are just 5 years out from Katrina, Hurricane Rita. What sort of disaster fatigue do people have there? Do they have ideas about how to adjust, or are they just in shock?
I think what we found is that, for the most part, people are really in shock. I think, really, this one is so categorically different. You have here a huge technological disaster that I think is affecting the particularly on a community level in a different way. With a natural disaster in general, you have a little bit of a warning, you know it's coming, you have some experience in that, you know, region with major storm events. But with this one, I think where they're really asking, and where it's hitting them right between the eye is the business impacts and litigation. And, you know, fortunately, I guess we were able to share with them our 20-year litigation experience, talk to a seventh-generation fish processor who just said, boy, I employ 90 people, and I'm, you know, with these closures, I'm going to have to let them go, and am I going to be able to hold on?
And, Tori, this is a completely different set of circumstances, of course, than the Exxon Valdez disaster. But you were in the fishing industry in 1989 and in Cordova during that time. What was it like for you personally to be in the Gulf and experience what these folks are going through now? Were there some comparisons emotionally, or how would you characterize it?
Well, yeah. I think I really made a calculated decision, you know, on a very personal level before I jumped into this. I was torn between the fact that I felt morally obligated based on my experience. I think what I was pleased to see in certain ways was that, you know, these folks have a lot of tools at their disposal. One of the things that we said to them was that one of the first things we did in 1989 was order 10 fax machines at one of our local municipal offices, because the level of communication was nothing what it is now, with the web, with YouTube, with cell phones. But what I found as I went down there was that there was, aside from the huge amount of panic, there was a great sense of not knowing what was going on in terms of, oh, see, the mixes of dispersants, of what the 12-hour updates are on some of the planning information that does go around the incident command centers. That didn't seem to be getting down to the folks in the state agencies as quickly as they would want.
Tori Baker is with the University of Alaska's Marine Advisory Program.